Blog Talk Radio.
Umabe Satan Rajin, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah ashadu ilaha ani Muhammadan Rasulullah. We open the bad witness and we testify there is no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. Allah means the creator of this creation. He have created this creation to plant us in, to test us and see which one is worthy of a great reward that Almighty God, Allah, has waiting on, waiting on the true believer. So we're here tonight, out of town, traveling, with the help of Allah, safely, on the Block Talk radio station, talking about one creation, one God, one humanity, and it never come about as long as an image up in the world is God. There will never be no peace on no corner of this earth, front of the earth, back of the earth, side of the earth, or anywhere on this earth until this image is gone. Out of sight, out of mind. So we open the bear with it. There's nothing ever will deserve our worship besides the one God, the one creator, whose proper name is Allah. And we openly bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of all the the seal of all the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. He is the creator. There's no one. There's nothing coming after Prophet Muhammad. So what you see is it, and Satan knows that. And Satan has done everything. And when I'm talking about Satan, I'm talking about a man and a woman who don't took on weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies. He's no match for God. He's not at, he can't do nothing to God, but he do try, and he is coming after God's servants. The one who served God, the one who's not serving God, Satan is not thinking about them. The wicked people is not thinking about this, but they would love to get their lifestyle in and on the righteous people. So Satan coming at the unrighteous. He coming at the people that refuse to believe, that don't want to think, don't want to fear anything, don't want to fear God, no matter how powerful you can explain to them that how God is, they don't want to be. So you can give them the richest thing or the thing that's not so rich to believe in the creator of this creation, and they still will not believe. There are some people still more out of their mouth than what's in their heart. And that's what Satan is banking on, that he got more people in his corner than in the corner who want to be on the rise with what the creator wants. So we're here tonight with this Block Talk radio station. When we talk about removing all racial image, we're talking about removing half or over half of the problems out of the world so the human being can come back and be human being. We can be human again. That's not a human characteristic. When a man just want to kill another man for nothing, that's not a human characteristic. When people just want to sing music that a dog should be listening to, that's not the human characteristic. It's not a human characteristic when a man says that he's a woman and a woman says he's a man. Scripture that God have allowed to come into the world condemn all of that. But Satan is a liar. He's a trickster. And he got more tricks. And he know how to use them tricks. And he have used them tricks to deceive the world. He have deceived the world. So Allah is the greatest. There's only one creator. And his proper name is Allah. And Prophet Muhammad is still a prophet. It even put in scripture by Christ Jesus. They had to put that in scripture that Jesus said one will come after him to lead us in all truth. So we want to be led in that truth today, and we must pick up Al-Quran, the final revelation, the book. There's no book coming after this book. This book has been well protected by the Creator himself. The Creator said to himself that he have put this book, and give his books, the final revelation, Prophet Muhammad. Then he said he put angels around the book. So there's no other book in circulation compete and compare with this book. So we say all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the worlds. World we know, world we think we know, and worlds that we do not know. You can't look past, we got a telescope past the stars. You can't look past them. Well, we can't go to the sun. It created by the Creator, and there's nothing on this earth they can put together that go near that sun. So that alone is enough to tell you there's a power greater than you have the mind to imagine it. So Allah is the Creator. He's the greatest. And all us here to be tested. Everybody you see is passing through. And whatever they do, why they pass us through, is determined where they go in the next world, especially when they hear the truth and refuse it. And when they use it like it's a tool to tear something. To pull some apart. When they use the truth like that, then the truth not only won't set them free, but the truth will get them into we call HELs here. Hell is hell. Sometimes you got to be broke as hell, mean as hell, hatred as hell, crazy as hell, whatever hell you allow yourself to be put into, you ask for that. And Satan ain't gonna be able to tell God on the day of the judgment to bring Satan in. No, you gonna be standing there bad alone. Bad alone. So Satan has no power than what somebody give it. And what they give Satan? Weak ideas, wrong thinking and lies. That's what makes Satan, that's what helps Satan, people that turn to him, turn to Satan. So we're here tonight on this Block Talk radio station trying to get rid of this ancient old problem. It ain't that old, 2,000 years old. It ain't that old. Because at one time there was no racism. We didn't have no problem with the race. People always been jealous of each other, but never had a problem looking at each other and wish they were that person. Every person before this, Satan brought this lie of racism in, when they seen each other, they looked at another human being. It didn't bother them. They was happy who they was. And when you happy who you were, you can look at, I don't care who it is. You ain't going to want to be someone else, because when you know what God had created, you want to be what God created, and you want to be the best that what God created. You don't want to be nobody else. So we here tonight on this Block Talk radio station. We don't have the regular music because we're traveling. And inshallah, we're going to continue to keep this Block Talk radio station up, inshallah, no matter where we go. So we're going to keep this Block Talk radio station rolling. And what we got, my name is Brother Abdullah Akbar, and my wife, Daddy Akbar, is co-workers here. First, we have Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And then we have Imam Ibrahim from Atlanta, Georgia, away to LaGrange, Georgia. So we are sponsored here by this Block Talk radio station, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And under the responsibility of the leader, Hameen Muhammad from Los Angeles, California. So we here tonight, we're out of town, like I said, we had to discuss that. Music different because we're not near our regular music, but we do have some music. So we like to open this talk up with a prayer called Al Fatiha. First, we say it in the Arabic language, then we say it in the English translation. Humali Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We seek protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. With the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on. And not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So we greet you again in the greatest, the best of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting equal to this greeting. And this greeting is said in the Arabic language, one of the purest languages on this earth. It's the Arabic language. And all the prophets spoke Aramaic. And this is the language they said. When they came among the believers or the people of those days, and time go by, they said, Assalamu alaikum. May God peace be unto you. So we like to get our program rolling where we talk about the images and how they affected the families and how the image has affected the commercial world that we live in. Most of the commercial are affected by that image. They're promoting the image. The white bread promotes the image. The cakes and the food promote the image. White meat, dog meat, promote the image. All these are things that they have used to promote and to promote an image and keep that image in the minds and the hearts of the innocent and the people who are innocent. Even they use the image and they raised up images, and they said these images of God, and they called these images white. Say white images. They used dolls, children's dolls, to promote images. They said they show more people playing, our children playing with a Caucasian-looking doll, and that is promoting racism in that child, making that child think that that color is the best and the special, and what that does to the child mind when that mother buys that child a Caucasian doll is it make that child think his mama won't hit to look like that doll. That's the psychological damage coming from a doll to the African American. So this is done on purpose by Satan, keeping the ethnic group, keeping the people divided. They said that suicide is on the rise in the African American community, especially the young, the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, killing themselves because their mother think that it's so important to put them in school, public school, with a bunch of ignorant Caucasians who get their racism from home. And when that mother put a father put their child in that school, those Caucasians picks on that child and mistreat their child, and then that child go home and the mother tell the child to pray for those who were mistreating it. And that child tries to do that. That child gets choked out, mistreated, and soon as that child is reported that the Caucasian children are picking on the child, they say that the school teacher or the principal said they would be harsh playing. And that mother is too blind to see. You put your children around wolf, he going to defend himself, or he going to be attacked, or he going to be killed by the wolf. And the wolf don't have to kill it. That child is killing himself. All around this country, African-American children are getting crucified in the public school by that image, by children who have been trained at home to call that child a nigger. See, this is the thing that we don't want to deal with, make like it don't happen. No, this has happened to African-American children. Is killing themselves all around this country. Look at that image. Now, who is lining up to do anything about that? Well, this Brock Talk radio station is doing its best, and the people that comes on it, and we are doing our best to rid this world of this evil problem. It ain't going to go away until we rid it. And one of the things we got to do, like Imam said, we have to change the language. Some of us don't want to change the name. You want to call people white, they're not white. You want to call people black, they're not black. This is what Satan has done. This is what Satan have promoted. Imam said we have to change the language. And we need to start working on change. I'm not a white man. White man ain't never killed no black man. Because God didn't make either. He said he made human beings. And when we start addressing the real issue that there's human beings being killed by an ignorant and an ungodly animal, when we start saying that about them like they used to call us animals, that we were two-fifths, three-fifths of a human being, we had to put back on them what they put on us in order to save them. In order to bring us out of that situation, we got to let them know they've been tricked and they are not white. And you want to see some faces turn pink and red, tell the Caucasian man he's not white. This works. It works. Huh? Calling him a devil, you ain't hurting him. because he realized that he's going to be a devil over you before you become a devil over him. He'd rather be a devil over you before you become. But when you tell him he ain't human, then he ain't white, he ain't human, then he got something to change. He got something to work with on changing. If he fails to do that, then that's on him. We have made the message clear. So let me get ready to bring someone else up in the queue that might, one of the co-workers wants to say something or somebody. All you got to do is match one and come up in the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Is everything is okay on the show, on the network, on this broadcast, everything on the people who run this show, cause it to be on the radio station. Is everything A-okay, then you will match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. So we are waiting. Anybody want to go, come on and share with the audience what we're about tonight. Let's match one and come in. Anybody want to ask any questions, then feel free to match one and come into the queue. You'll get your answer, inshallah. And we hope to get it tonight. And we don't know everything, so we might have to come back to another show tomorrow night to get the complete answer. But we will have that answer. Allah said he didn't leave no stone unturned. Huh? He done made everything that we need to know clear as possible. And he said, those who seek will find what they need to share with to correct this evil problem that the world has put on good people on both sides, like the ex president, the Ku Klux Klan, Donald Trump. You know, you appreciate a man that now they done struck down way be whoa. The people that he put in there and struck it down, so that's gone, to get an abortion. It's wrong for anybody to kill it. God said, thou shalt not kill. So now, since that abortion is gone, then stop killing America. You're so much in love with not killing, but you a Republican that put guns and every crook and every stick up man hand, then that's telling me you want this world to come to an end. So the innocent people is the one going to get killed with those guns. The babies. So, but you want to talk about you are advocates for not killing the babies, but you don't care if they get 13 and 14 and 15 and 30 and 40 years old to be killed. You don't care about that. So you, to one hand, you just throwing out tricks, and the other hand, you can see the tricks. So all praises are due to Allah. So anybody that got anything they would like to say, raise your hand, and you can come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We would love to hear what anyone have to say, inshallah. We don't actually don't be trying to keep down the curses. We own the air, and we don't know what they see, what they gonna say about cursing. We don't want to get shut down because vulgar language. We won't. So come with your best language. Just don't be like the rappers, just cussing for the sake of cussing, and they ain't really saying nothing. That's cause showing how ignorant they can be. But that's what the world has done with the rappers. They brought the most ignorant masses of group of people together to sing to the youth and the people and to turn them into animal behavior. And that's what that rap music is doing. And that's why these rappers are killing each other across the country. There's no moral. Once you take God out of something, it ain't nothing. And it liable to come down on you anytime. And that's what them rappers have proved, that they allow to kill. Do you know they mistreat those women? Somebody's daughter is getting in the video with her behind hanging out, being called B's and H's. Somebody's daughter. So this got to stop. This got to come to an end. So anybody who wants to say the thing, raise your hand and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Is anybody there? As-salamu alaykum. Match one and come into the queue. As-salamu alaykum. Anybody? Okay, we got somebody took the challenge. Black brother. Go on, or brother, who y'all want. Let's see who this is.
As-salamu alaykum. I was just letting you know, Shoot John said he's going to be on in about in a few minutes.
Alhamdulillah.
He just wanted to let you know.
From a mother point of view about the world you see it, you don't like, or you like and you see it and you want it to get better. So we would love to hear from you. So you got it, mother, sister.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. All thing I done said that we need to educate our children. Our children we need to be educated. And that's the key right there, education and teaching them about one God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Alhamdulillah. That's one thing I would say that is very important that I see that our children is missing. It's education and their history. I was hearing one time someone was talking about the history, and that's very important. History gives you a head start in life. If you know your history. Because right now, like I said many times, every year I hear something different about us. That's a shame. I said that's a shame. That basically I do. See, we was already over here, you know, and the Moors was over here, and we, the Indians, then they show a picture about the Indians on TV. One time, the first when man came over here, when a Caucasian came over here, and found out. Look, oh yeah, this is what I said. Found out that the Indians, they were showing the history of the Indians. They had all I see. The history of the Indians was about they lived in a tent and they lived in the mountains, and then during the wintertime, you know, they come down, you know, like that. That's why they be moving. That's basically all I knew about the Indians. I didn't know too much about the Indians, and found out that the Indians had built a community. They had here show where one of the Indians, they were showing their history, and they were showing these where they had built a community. And then they have all different kind of carving, you know, about, they didn't know about writing, so, you know, they carved pictures and et cetera. And I said, wow, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that. So it's very important that we learn about our history, teach our children, to educate them. Always give, and we need to, and I think, like I heard Brother Muhammad said many times, is that we need to educate our children, have our own school, and that's good because we know what to teach our children, and we know what they need. Alhamdulillah. And may Allah make our, and I want to say, may Allah make our struggle easy for us. And have mercy. And have mercy, not ham, but have.
Well, like I said, ma'am, it's true. If a people have been trained not to treat you right, they know it ain't going to teach you right. And they sure ain't going to teach your children that you're equal with their care. They want to say, that's why they took on the, they allow that idea that God came in their image. And they see their image as owning, controlling everything. And that's exactly what's happening. We go to their school and learn how to go back to them to work. And the thing
right.
we used to, that we benefit from, they took that out of school. They took plumbing. They took carpentry out of school. They took bricklaying out of school. They took all the craft that you need to build a society out of school, and then left us going to those schools and put pencils in those schools. I mean, they put computers in there, but then they took away the pencils for you can use and because they took that away. So if the computer break down, you don't even know how to tell time. You don't know what exactly to do because you depend completely on the computer. So they know what they're doing. They want you to think. They want you to be like a robot, but they ain't gonna compute. They ain't gonna put within you what a robot got, because a robot is know how to have that robot taking care of serving you. They wanted to get away from you serving anybody, and that's exist. And they don't tell you how to exist, because if they run the price of houses and everything, loans and mortgages up, it's hard for us as a people who hadn't never came up, who don't own anything, to do what we need to do, because we don't trust each other. One thing, this racist thing have parted in us never to trust each other. And then give us a word called nigger, something God had never called us. So we had to see the scheme and remove the scheme with the images, where we could all come together and see each other as human beings. And then we'll treat each other like good neighbors. And until that day, we ain't going to have nothing good to want to share with each other. It done made us animals. Calling each other out, dancing to me. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing, but dancing to music that in the process of you listening to that music, they filling you up like a trash can. They putting up a trash in your mind. And what you see and what you going to react like a trash, like the trash they want you to be. You have no respect for mama. You have no respect for nobody else, mama. You have no respect for any father situation. You think that women are something that's to be used and for pleasure seeking. You won't see them as something special, something that is precious. You will never, that music will never leave in your mind that a woman or a child is precious, that life itself is precious. That music is full of evil, killing, and lying, and deceitful. And they said that the Illuminati is behind all of it. The Illuminati, those Illuminati is the one who gets all these actors, or most of these actors, to put on female clothes, all but a few. And when those few that don't put on female clothes and dress like a female and won't take a role as a female, they got so popular they don't need Hollywood. Hollywood need them. But those don't get popular, they had to put on the dress. Will Smith, you name it, all the rest of them put on the dress just to keep money coming into their fold so they can put money in the bank so they can travel across this country. So that's what they do. These people have no real love for us. Any way they can terminate us, if they can get us to do it, they happy with that. They are not trying to stop the evil in this world. They are promoting it. And that promoting is aimed at us and aimed at Caucasians too, because they the one take on the idea they homosexual. They promoting that in every department. All these new movies that come out, they're promoting homosexuality. It's all right. That's a family. Two men, two women is a family. And they want some children, adopt them. Get them from the blacks. The black people have children. They don't take care of their children. So these are the children they're going to adopt, because African-Americans is so tore up by the economy and by not loving and trusting each other. So when they have children, they break up, they give them children to the foster home. The foster home put them in these Caucasian, homosexual, African-American homosexual, mixed homosexual people. Because they're talking about the education. Education is good, but education without morals is like a being in a cage, living around a bunch of wild wolves and a wild lion, because their education gonna cause you to be eat up or cause you to eat somebody else. So good education means you got to have morals. You got to be decent. How it look? You educated. And all your body parts showing, huh? Your hair, you can't tell women from men. And that education, you people might say, well, that's they body. God says there's no way the woman is like the man. But if you dress like a woman, you gonna act like a woman. If you dress like a man, you gonna think you're a man and carry yourself in a manly way. And when you do that, you gotta just blot out the word God out your mind. You gotta say, ain't no God, I do what I want to. And that's where they come from. They get you to talk like that, they got you forever and ever, and let you come into Elder Song, and you take the truth and start turning your life around. So that's
what
I'm
going to do. Alhamdulillah. I guess I want to say one thing too, is that when I was watching that that show, it was showing that all the Indian was dark skinned.
Yeah,
and I said, look, all you see, they show that they fair skinned, but all those Indians, they were showing the first Indians over there, they was all dark skinned Indians. You know, I said, wow.
Yeah.
I said, I was just. You see, that show, that says something. And then I said, I remember in school, too, about how we used to have all these different trades, and they had home economics so you could learn how to cook and do all this, you know, too. I remember all that. And I said, what happened was that, and they took it out of school because we was progressing. See, what it is like my dad had told me, he said, if you read the Constitution, if you read what they had wrote down when they signed that the slave was free, they said they signed it where they were only supposed to be free for 100 years. After 100 years, we're supposed to go back into slavery. And then I said, wow. So I said, that would never happen. But they know they could never make to do that physical. So, but how they got us was mentally. So that's what they're doing right now. As long as you ain't reading and educating yourself, then they could put you back into mental slavery, because you'll still be start depending upon them. But if you learn how to do for self, then you don't have to depend upon them. And that's why it is. That's why it's in a situation right now. That's what they try to do, put you back into that mental slavery. Why they cracked out, that's a shame. How they cracked out a whole community of all the community of African-American people. And then it was the government themselves. And then my thing is that I said to myself, the government had much something to do with that bombing. You remember telling me in Oklahoma, the bombing, how they bombed up the black community? I said, well, only during that time, only the government had control of the airway. That's the only one that we didn't have. Ain't nobody else had no control over the airway. Even the poor people, the Caucasians, they did not have a government over the airway. Just the government had control over the airway.
I agree. And who was the government?
And then you already know. I don't even. You already passed that test.
We already go. Right, so we keep applying to people with all our money, get church, I give them all our money back to them. They're not out obligated to do anything for us. We're paying for our own slaughter. We're paying for our own being terminated. We get their money back to keep terminating us. When you stop giving them your money, Satan has to live, and he lives off the thrust of the money that we give back to him. So we take away the money and start spending with each other, and then those among us who are more like Satan, we don't spend with them. We don't go to their churches. We don't support them. They'll fall too. Anything that holds up is held up now in this world is held up by the money that the people give them back. The people return the money back, and that's what that's how they oppress us. Oppression is punished and paid for most of the time by the one being depressed. So once we stop doing that, nothing come up.
Oh, no, this is why I want to ask you one thing, Brother Akbar. You know what my problem is? My problem is that if we so dumb and all this other stuff and uneducated and ignorant, I mean, all that stuff that they say that we are, that falls under there, then what they worrying about? What they worrying about for if we did? That's what I can't understand. So there must be a lie.
Well,
why are you worried about somebody ain't got no brains? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they've been told that we're going to do to them what they did to us. So this is what they tell each other.
If we ain't got no brains, though? If we ain't got no brains, how are we going to do all that? If this is what they saying that we are, how can we do that if we ain't got no brains? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, they don't want that.
So that's a lie. So that's a lie. That's what it is. They trying to push another lie.
Yeah, trickology.
Because you know what the problem is? History is not being told. And the one thing I saw on the TV again, they were talking about history, and they kept talking about the Caucasians talking about the slaves and this and that. I said this is not African American history. Come on, Juneteenth, you know, Juneteenth history. I said, this is not African-American history. This is American history. When are they going to tell their history? They still there. So this is their history. This is American history. This is not, there's no African-American history. This is their history.
Yeah, that's right.
Let them tell that. That's why I want to ask, I say, if this is African-American history, then what is their history?
Well,
that's what I, what is your history then?
I agree with you, but when they got our people locked down with all this music, all this material things, you know, our house, our hair, and they got a lot of people tied down with this stuff, with small token of accomplishment, and why the masses of us suffer. So long as they got a few think they're well off, then that few going to act like they're not bothering them, so they're not going to get involved. So if the poll going to have to come together, they're going to say, if we told that they're going to take the common man to come together and the common people come together and change this ugly thing. And when the common people start spending with each other, start supporting each other, and be like the Chinese people, you don't even know they there. You don't even know they around, but they are supporting each other, the Chinese people. They work with each other. Same thing. You be looking at them, but you don't see them doing what they doing. They be helping each other, but they don't make it look like no big deal. But when we help each other, it looks like it's a big deal. And they don't want to make a big deal out of it. They don't want to come and say, you a racist because you spend with your people. And somehow people think that. They think that they are racist because they spend with their ethnic group or the people that been in their situation. So when we start spending money with people who been in our situation And like Sue Dawg said, we start making millionaires and billionaires. Then we have power, leverage to bargain with. Right now, we ain't got nothing to bargain with because we own nothing. In every major city, since we don't own none of the major business throughout our neighborhood, we really don't have a neighborhood. We only have somewhere to lay our head. This is what the man was telling us. We only have somewhere to lay our head. Until we hear the Adon call, till we can walk to the place that we call a masjid and worship worship and then go back to work, do what we do on Friday and without being hindered and pulled down. When we can see streets that we name after our great people that who have sacrificed in this country, when we see streets like that in our neighborhood, running through our neighborhood, named after good, strong men and strong women, then when we can see that food and we got our own shipping, we got our own clothes and content, we got our own trucking company, we got our own little marketplace. When we see that, then we know we have arrived. To that, we just at the mercy of these people who don't give a penny, about us because they think they're white.
I want to say one thing, and then I'm going to let Shuja, he's come out. I just want to say one thing, that we got to be careful mm-hmm. dealing with those. That's why I say we have to know other people. You have to, like, know your enemy. To defeat your enemy, you have to know your enemy. You got to know what they believe in. See, and you got to remember one thing, too, about the Chinese people. I ain't say all of them. But they eat roaches, and they raise roaches, and they have roach farms. So that means that a lot of times you be buying their food, and you know when roaches dry, you could come them up, and they'll be like a little season. So you don't know if they're putting that stuff in your food. That's abomination, eating roaches, I'm telling you. And they raise them, and it's legal. It's legal. Well, so I was just letting you know. So you got to know your people, and people be eating behind them. And then a lot of them, they're atheists, and a lot of them bow down to Buddha, and you don't know which one that does it. And then they go in, and you go in their store, and you say, hurry up and buy. I even had a Negro said, we are the only people that buy from people that don't have no respect for us. A Negro said
we
that.
Don't.
I said, dang, they waking up.
Well, I tell them on the street that all the time, we the only people buy from people. If a Caucasian were to walk in a store and nothing but all of us working in there, he ain't coming back there no more. Why? Because he don't see no benefit going to the people that he loves that look like him. So he ain't going back there no more. But we will, because we've been trained through the church to love. We said we love everybody. Mean we love everybody but ourselves.
And think about it, God didn't, and nowhere I ain't see nowhere where God said I love every, he loves everybody. I haven't seen it yet.
You never will. They love those who do right. He love those who submit to his will. He love those who take care of their family. And he pointed out who he loves, huh? So if he loves those, then the opposite of that, he don't love them. They don't love God. That's what he's saying. If you don't love Allah, you don't have no friend. Your best friend is when you don't have no love for your Creator, you truly don't have. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I don't mean to
back. You got it, brother. Your hand, you got it. And then at the top of the hour, I'm out of town. I'm going to get you to run the show from 8 o'clock on. It's almost 8. Start running it now. And I'll turn everybody mic on and let you run the show. When they come on, I'll turn the mic on.
Okay, let me know when it's 8 o'clock, yeah. Let me know what time it is.
5 more minutes. Five more minutes. It'll be 8 o'clock.
Okay. Five more minutes before 8? Okay,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
I'm just lying. Mm-hmm. That's 8 your time.
Yeah, 8 my time. 7 your
right.
time.
I owe the way he managed to take down Rajin with the Lord's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Lot, Noah, and Moses, and all those great men was God's servant. It was the prophets of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. Praise be to Allah. So these great men clearly was men that obeyed God and that represent the good, you know, that other human beings can recognize the good that the people know the difference between right and wrong, you see. And this is the religion. This is the religion. The religion is not so much of just the word is by Islam. That's not the religion. You know, I know Arabic. I got knowledge. That's not the religion. The religion is how you practice righteousness with other human beings. How you be truthful, and how you execute that's what you profess that you believe in. You know, among other peoples. How you live the religion, how you live the good life. You know. And eating the right food, you know, respect those that's supposed to be respected. You know, that's the religion. So many people don't. It's not living the religion. They're using the religion. They're using Prophet Muhammad. They're using the Honorable Waridin Muhammad. But they're not following them. You know, if you follow the religion, then your brother and sisters are gonna recognize it and they gonna know it. If you practice in religion, the people know right from wrong. Allah Himself said that truth stand out clear from falsehood. People know right from wrong. The people know when you respecting them and when you disrespecting them. You know, they know that. I mean, we don't have to go into no scripture to break it down and explain it. Practicing the religion is living a good life. Obedience to God. So they know right from wrong. The people know right from wrong. You know, and when we practice right, the people can see it. When we are truthful, the people can see it. But when we practice in a lie, the people can see that also. You know, when we are not truthful, the people see that. They easily see it. So El-Islam is applying the way of life that God told the prophet and those messengers. It's the people living the life. Not just talking about it, but they living the life, you know. It's easy to tell a lie. It's easy to tell the people that God got a son. And there's three gods. Jesus died for your sin. It's easy to tell the people that. Jesus died for your sin. And you're not going to go to heaven until you believe that, until you accept that. Jesus is God's son, and Jesus is a Caucasian man. I'm all the pictures of Jesus, you'll see them in the Bible, you'll see them in the all over the different countries, you see them around your neck. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. We thank Allah. We're going to close up this part of the program, and we're going to go into the other part of the program, addressing and dealing with real estate. Dealing with real estate, you know. And real estate is what we're talking about, is ownership in land. You're not going to be able to make it if you just rent land from somebody that don't have your love for you, for what you're doing, a respect for what you're doing. They'll wait until you start becoming successful and give you some kind of reason why they should take the land from you. And you're getting successful. You're becoming successful. Why I'm saying that? I'm saying it's best for us to have ownership of land. You see, we can't if we're going to establish a government that says that we control X amount of land, and make it the law that you acquire this land through the government, that you own that land, that's your land. And then we'll come together as a government to protect your rights. You know. We can do that as a group, as a power. And we have the military might to back us up. All you have to do is have the papers to show. That you purchased this land from the government. And this is your land. And the government's going to stand behind you. who is the government? We are the government. The mayor. You know, the governor. The police chief. All that is the people. And we have established laws that you can have ownership of land. So we need land, brothers and sisters. And we need to go out and look for it and come together and purchase it. Or work together and acquire ownership of it. If we don't have the money, then we can work together and do things to raise the money. Or ask for the money from somebody that has the money. Or try to get credit. I know the Caucasians, they own all the land. They got all the good land. You know. And we feel like we don't have, there is no hope. We shouldn't feel that way. As long as you believe in God, there's hope. As long as you pray and ask for God blessings, there's hope. But we need to get land and be smart like the other brothers and sisters is doing, and be able to turn that land over. And raise money where we can do some of the things that we need to do as a group of people, intelligent people, that is a believer in God. Because what we want to see justice done, and we want protection for our children, protection for our older people. You see, education, we have to have it set up where we can pass on the knowledge to the younger generation to make sure that they keep their establishment of a good society. But we need to call this show and just inquire about how many of you all want to come together and get some land. That's how you find out about the sincerity. We can do a whole lot of talk. I remember Imam Wafdi Muhammad said, birds of a feather flocks together. I believe that we can come together and acquire the land that we need. Put our monies together and buy property and get some of the smarter ones among us that knows how to flip this land, how to turn it over and have a cash flow to do that. But we got to do that. We got to want to do that. Other people are doing it. I don't think nobody wants to be poor, stay in a dependent position, be dependent all your life, and your children grow up and they fall in the same ditch. We asking brothers and sisters that own land to let's come together and talk about doing something with that land. See, it's one thing to say that you own land, and it's another when you're able to say that I'm doing something successful with it. So it's more than one. It's a three-step thing. You buy the land, but you got to right away figure out what you want to do with that land. Or figure out how you're going to develop a cash flow with that land. As soon as we buy. This is what it's all about. We're talking about coming together and purchasing land. And after we purchase the land, then we use that land to do some of the things that we need to do as an intelligent group of human beings, God-fearing people. So if you don't want to do that, well, don't say nothing. Just let the white man keep it. Because he the one that got it. Let's always be seeing lots and land setting up. And when somebody get ready to build on it, ask your brothers a question. I wonder what they going to do with that. What they going to do with that. Empty buildings setting up. Vacant. I wonder what they gonna put in there. Why don't they get that? I never forget Malcolm said the basis of all independence is land. If you're thinking about, if you want to become independent, then let's come together and get some land. We talking like this right here because we see the handwriting on the wall. And before you know it, land and all that stuff gonna be so high, it's gonna be out of your reach. Food's gonna be hard to get. It's gonna be out of your reach. Gasoline. Oh, it's going to be out of your reach. But just think, if we got land and we got oil and things on our land and we got gas stations and things like that on our land those big containers is full of gas. And we got a connection with people that we can get gas. Maybe some of the people here, some of these white folks can't get it. But they'll come together with us and let us have it. It can be a situation like that. You got to have some belief in yourself. So you got to have some faith. We ought to be tired of being poor. We ought to be tired of just hustling all the time. Tired of looking at somebody got all the wealth. And you over there wishing that you can have some of it. Well, the way you get it is that let's come together. Let's move together. That's how you get that wealth. You can see what you can do after we come together. All of us don't have the money. But we gonna work this thing where all of us gonna be able to contribute, where all of us is gonna benefit from this. All the one that's participating is gonna benefit from it. That is one of the reasons black peoples is not coming together. That's one of the reasons. They don't have the money, and the little money they put up, and you got these other people got money, and they think that because they got money, because the other your brother got money, that's gonna leave you out. No, brothers and sisters, we don't think that way. You got some of us think that way. If you ain't got it, then you ain't gonna you can have nothing. Now we're not thinking this that way in 2022. We're gonna figure out how you gonna be able to benefit from this here too. Well, you gonna be able to put up your little dimes and nickels and benefit from this here too. Do some work where you can benefit from this here too. Because you got to take care of your grandchildren and your children also. We understand this. Caucasian man, he had opportunity to help and do these things, but he's so damn greedy that he wants everything. And you got brothers always talking about that's unity, that's unified, that's practicing unity, that's love each other, and that's trust each other. We had to set that up. We had to work that thing. We got to apply that and work it and make it work. That's one thing about our people, we are honest. We got a whole lot of honest people. We got a whole lot of people that got good heart. You got a whole lot of people got money, and ain't nothing but big crooks. Low morals. So we talking for the needy, we talking for the poor. We talking for the one that don't have and want to have. We talking for all of them too. Let's get together. Let's talk. Let's put our money together, brothers and sisters. We know what happened in the past. We ain't gonna, if we come together and we got a program where it's open, you know, not a program where a person that is controlling money can spend all the money and after they spend all of it, they give you some kind of information, and is just all gone. No, ain't no mess like that. Ain't nobody gonna be in control of the money and spend all the money. Then he gonna tell you I don't know where it went. We want to set it up where we are able to question each other and give out the amount of money and tell people the amount of money that we have and where we at, how much we spent, how much money we made. We got to report that to each other. I don't care how much that Negro wants everything to be quiet and private and so he can steal. A set up situation where you can be outnumbered. Oh, yeah, we know all of them little games. We can vote you out. We gonna go along with the big devil. Brothers and sisters, we got people here that's gonna fight for your rights. We gonna stand up for your rights, brothers and sisters. And what we gonna stand up on is the truth from Almighty God. And if we don't do that, call us to the carpet. Let us know that, well, you know, before I gave my money, you said that you were going to protect my money. Call us out. That's because we're becoming successful. Don't get afraid of nobody that you can't talk to them. I don't care what kind of presentation they made, they make it so tight that you're scared to say something. You don't want to be fronted off in front of everybody. Brother and sister, we gonna protect each other. The believer is gonna protect each other. And when we say we're the believers, it don't mean that we got all the money. Yeah, we can go to the person that got the money, but this is what we're going to do with the collective body of people. This is what we're going to do with the collective body of people. So the person with the money, he going to help us get things started. And we got to agree that we're looking, we're going to have to get that brother his money back, or that sister's money back. But we making nice money every week. We got enough money now. Well, we got over $200 million in the bank. And we don't pay the brother back that gave us the big money. But we got $200 million in there now. So everybody that's in here is going to be able to benefit. That's what we're talking about. So, brothers and sisters, we need to get land. We need to come together collectively. We need to get the people that have the knowledge about the land to help us put this together. I believe we'll be successful. if we come together and be truthful and have strong faith in God, I believe we can be successful. Came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace if I still am and ain't come. Turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. What we're going to do, if there's anybody that wants to say anything, want to make us got an idea about how we can move with this real estate, acquiring this real estate, anybody got an idea or got some information on some of the things we can do? You know, people in his mind, these apartment buildings now, you know, they renovating them and they renting them right back out, you know. So if you got any information, you got anything that would help us accomplish or do what we're trying to do, one thing we're trying to do is put ourselves in a position where we have some money and have some power. That's what we're trying to do. Well, alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, I was able to.
Allahu Akbar.
I was able to log in. All praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And
alhamdulillah.
What you were saying really resonates, you know. But I think the key to it, you know, I'm 76. And in about a couple weeks, I'll be 77. And I think the key to it is passing along the knowledge to the children. We need to fight hard. We need to fight hard, like, you know, Sister Claire Muhammad School, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. We should have seminars where we invite young people out and you talk to them about, like, just like you were saying, owning apartment buildings, rent them out, renovating apartment buildings, teach them about income property and owning land, the young people.
Okay.
We should really fight hard now because, you know, I'm about at the end of my road. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, all praise be to Allah. I own a lot.
I'm 79.
You know, I'd like to, alhamdulillah. Like to pass on what I know. Because I was just talking to a brother of mine. He called me because out here in California, they have, it's a brother out here named Joe Gatlin, who's a longshoreman. He's a represents longshoremen, and they're trying to get these longshoremen out here, African-American Nation. At one time, we represented 18% of the people on the waterfront. And now I've never been down. I remember because I was raised in San Pedro. My mother used to come home from the cannery. She'd have her white uniform on, but it smelled like the cannery, you know what I mean? Because there was a lot of jobs. After 1941, when the war was going on, you know, they needed people to work on the dock. But from 41 to 45, they had good jobs for African Americans. And then when the war was over, they gave them jobs to the returning soldiers. That our numbers went down, and this brother Joe Gatlin, his father sued the longshoremen, the Port Authority, LA, Los Angeles Port Authority, and he won the lawsuit. It took him 19 years, but he won the lawsuit, the lawsuit to start looking at African Americans for jobs on the waterfront. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just saying that, why did I bring that up, alhamdulillah, but the main thing is, because Shaheed, my brother, one of my brothers out here in the West Coast, called me and he was saying, you know, asking about that because, you know, he got young people who he wants to turn on to those jobs. The listings come out July 1st, according to this guy named Joe, the job listings. And, you know, these longshoremen jobs out here, man, pay $125,000 a year. You know, the longshoremen thing is big time out here, man. And, you know, if you could get in, you know, you had to be sponsored by your family. Like your father was a longshoreman, he could sponsor you to be a longshoreman, or your uncle, and you know, he could reach back and bring you up. And that's what the people screwed about, because, see, that's how they kept these jobs in the hands of these Caucasians, you know, through the sponsorship. So this Bill Gatlin's father in 1955 sued him, and they said, yeah, that, you know, we're gonna start looking at that. That's wrong, because it just keeps jobs in the hands of you know, white folk, you know, just white folk, you know. But the thing is, now that we Muslims, we understand. See, we know where it's at. We need to pass on what we got. Like, I'm a real estate broker, but I'm right now, I got a car full of pictures I'm selling. I'm not selling real estate. It's not that, you know, I mean, you know, but I need to be, because people ask me, say, man, you got a broker license, man. Why ain't you out there? Well, maybe it's a long story on that, but I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to want to talk about it. Why we need to buy real estate, why we need to pass on the knowledge to young people, you know, get the young people. Hold up a second. These people with some loud music. Yeah. But we need to pass on the knowledge of real estate. Like you were saying, Brother Shuja, you know, income producing property, you know. Alhamdulillah. I need to back out in a moment. Give me about maybe 5 minutes. Give me about 5 minutes, and I'll be back.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Yeah, because I want to make up some points when you get back.
Okay. I'll be back. But y'all continue, please.
Okay. All right then. Praise be to Allah. And I need some of the brothers that got minds. You got these mathematician mind, you know, that we can put some things together and strive to do it. I believe if we just deal with time, and we deal with strong faith and sincerity, I believe that we can at least get some real estate that can make us some money, you know. And we can ask the brothers that come on here that have the knowledge of real estate to help us, you know, maybe get some real estate that we can flip it over, and that would make us some nice money. Now, I think that of what we need to find out is what real estate we gonna get, and the cost of it. What is the cost of it? You know, let's say, for instance, that the cost of it is $250,000. Okay. I would like to ask all the brothers and sisters. Now, we're not talking about people that just got money. The whole idea here is the people that don't have money be able to get put into the position where they can put some money in the bank. They can have money. What am I talking about? So if it costs $250,000,
okay,
you know,
that I do, man.
Then we gonna have to figure out how we gonna get that $250,000. Let's say we get 100 brothers and sisters together, and we ask them to write out a contract of paying $500 apiece. 100 brothers and sisters paying $500 apiece. So we just multiplied 100 times 500. And we use that money. We use that money to get that property. But now, we know that a whole lot of us is poor. But we in this position that we are talking about is for the poor. We saying that if you gonna pay every month or every 2 weeks, however you can do it, or you're gonna raise some money, that you're gonna pay your $500 and I pay my $500. But now if there's somebody that got the total amount, you know, that can pay the $500 for the brothers and sisters that can't pay it right then. But in all of us to go and get the real estate and pay for it, the person that got the money, go ahead on and buy it. And we got to be obligated to keep on paying on that $500 every 2 weeks or every month, however we set it up. And that brother that advanced the money, that when the money is done grew to the standpoint that we got what we want, then we pay that brother. We pay that brother. But in the meanwhile, we got the property. We turning it over. We making money. And here we got a good brother that used and risked some of his money to help the one that is trying to pay their $500 a month, $500 that they supposed to pay. And we can do that, brothers and sisters. You got people that paying money and raising money that not asking for anything, nothing in return. But they paying it every month. Every month. But now this right here, they going to benefit from it. They gonna benefit from, and they doing something collectively. This gonna motivate them. And after a year or 2 years, we see what we can do. You think that ain't gonna motivate them? And we can talk to them. Say, look here, if you possibly can, put that money in the bank. Don't spend it. And before you know it, we have a bunch of poor people that got money. We have a bunch of poor people that's now able to help somebody else. We can do it, brothers and sisters. All we got to is have faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't listen to what the devil say. The devil gonna tell you can't do nothing. You are you a fool? They ain't doing nothing but fooling you. They ain't doing nothing but trying to trick you. Brothers and sisters, if you listen to the devil, you ain't going nowhere. But if you're putting your money in every month or every 2 weeks, however you want to put it in, you got a right to ask about it. How's it coming on? Let's do that, brothers and sisters. Let's come together. Let's come together, put that money together, and we gonna get a brother that knows how to deal with real estate to flip that money over. But we're doing it collectively. It ain't going to be a burden on nobody. And you don't know what kind of blessing that Allah would give you. I remember the Imam had got so many millions of dollars to this country. This is true, I'm telling you. And it was for the community. And the Imam seen that he couldn't pay it back, so he went and told them, could you forgive us for that and let us have that? And the person said, yes, we'll forgive you for that. And he let the Imam have that, and the community had got that, all that money, because of the Imam had faith. And he went and talked to the person that had the money. And he let this community have the money. This is a fact. These was millions of dollars. The Imam told us that he went and talked to the head of the government. And Falcon got some money back. Got forgiven. Pardon me. He got forgiven all that money that he pulled out to pay back, and they forgave him and told him he didn't have to pay all of it. So I'm saying this to say, if we strive to try to do something, Allah going to get into that. And if Allah bless you, can't nobody take it from you. I believe that is all it needs is a try. And let's do it. Let's do it. Because I'm not going to give my money to no a number one person is receiving it. I'm not going to do that. I got more sense. Imam taught me more sense than that. You know. But if the people's is going to benefit from it, all the people's going to benefit from it, get that Ziploc bag. All the people's going to benefit from it, and then I'm right there with you. Everybody going to benefit from it. But if I'm giving money and then one person's going to give, I'm not going to make no one person fat.
Hello.
Okay, I just want to know if Assalamu anybody alaikum. Was there. Well, I'm Islam. I didn't want to be talking to myself.
Yeah, I'm like
my wife, she hear me.
Look like we're out right now.
Okay, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear.
Okay. Did you say that that Sister Corral want to say something?
No. She okay. She
okay. We've got 706. I'm gonna let 706 289 come into the queue.
Yeah, after that, Malaykum. May Allah's peace and blessings on all of you there, and may he put his peace and blessings upon us. I'm coming in late, but at least I'm done. Just let you know I'm still. When I just been moving stuff, and I just got freed. I said let me call in at least and see what's going on, and at least let you know that I'm here. They can do out for a lot, so you know for the good work y'all doing and everything. I don't know where y'all at. I just came in on when you said that everybody benefits from it. That's fine with me or something. I don't know what y'all talking about right now. I just wanted to come in and
report. I don't know what time it is. What time? How much more time do you have?
5:46. And wait a minute. This car here. Wait a minute. I'm in a loan car and I don't know all the directions.
Yeah, he's right. 8:46 here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
7:46. Where you at?
5:46 here.
So it's 15 minutes too.
Yeah, you got about 15 minutes. Yeah.
Right. Shujah was talking about collective buying, collective purchasing of real estate, and he was talking about how to do it so it'll work, you know. That's what he was speaking on. And really and truly, that's really the only way to poor people could get going, you know.
So again, just speaking on that, the things that we have to do when we go into something like that, we have to look at all the kind of services and benefits that people under $75,000 a year have coming, you know, like HUD houses, Section 8. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
I don't know where you're going. What you talking about? The people. Getting the people's money. No.
I'm saying what he was saying. He was saying the way to go is to pool our resources in the real estate. So what you had to do is first to find out what kind of resources are out there that we have coming through benefits like grants, HUD houses, Section 8 houses, our economic level, and what blanket it falls upon to where we have certain benefits coming. If you only make a certain amount of money, the government has to assist you in buying homes. And if you got a group of people who come together to do that, they'll try to put you in a HUD subdivision. Because I have seen when I was coming up a long time ago, there might be four or five welfare recipients. The state will put them in one subdivision. With a Section 8 house, you know, where they don't be paying no rent because of their status level as far as economic is concerned, they have that type of benefit. Some of them had children, some of them have different disability people. Senior citizens like our own self. There's money out there for us if we wanted to get into a senior citizen home or we've seen some houses where for sale, and we had seed money. We had money. We wasn't considered broke, but we have money to where seen a subdivision had a bunch of homes in it for sale. See, a lot of times those homes are a whole subdivision. Sometimes get repossessed by the government. The HUD home. You might go to a subdivision, and about 8 or 9 of those homes in that subdivision might be HUD homes. To certain low income people, you know, and if we find those,
let's try to understand what you're saying. What we're saying, I think you're talking about the same thing. We're saying that the poor brother or sister, you know, put up at least $500 a piece. You know, and And they pay on that $500 for about a year or something like that. And we find out the total amount of those houses that you're talking about. Those houses that you're talking about.
The HUD houses, go ahead. Or whatever,
the HUD
yeah.
houses, yeah. Yeah, and where we can be able to use the money to get those HUD houses.
Right.
And then we're going to put somebody in those HUD houses. Are we talking about the same thing?
Except for the last part where you mentioned. You could get the houses probably under a section, but you won't be able to rent them out to nobody and make no profit off of them. They'll just be a place that you can live in until you pay the house off. You know, then when the house is paid off through the HUD program and you got the deed to it, then you can do what you want to with it. You know.
Okay.
But no,
okay.
but while you are getting that house under benefit terms, using that knowledge like that, then you can't do anything with it except live in it.
Right.
Until you get paid off.
Right. So they're going to give us a total amount of how much it costs to pay that off, right?
Right.
Okay then. So and then you saying after we pay it off, then we can
do
what we want to with
it. Yeah, you can do what you want to with it. See, and a lot of people get in the house with.
But I mean.
Hold on. Yes, I sound like.
What do you think? Did you hear what Brother Muhammad said?
Yeah, he was talking about using HUD. As a way to, we need to look at all that. We need to look at all
group buying.
Group buying. Yeah, we shouldn't discard anything. We should look at all of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, if we make our mind to do something, the people who come together and say, let's go do this. See, the first thing we do is you always look up your resources. You know. So that when you come and apply those grants in, or you apply for the HUD home, or the Section 8 home, you know, you ain't worried about them dragging it all out, and you still might not get in the house. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, but the money that we need to get is one thing. Okay.
Thank you, man.
The people that we getting together, they gonna do this. Is one thing,
right?
You understand what I'm saying? And let's say one of you keeping them, making sure that the money is coming there every month, and the money is straight, and let us know how much of the money, more of the money we need, or how much we got, you know, and when we get enough money that we can pay off them, you'll let us know. Well, look here, we got $5 million here, right here.
Right.
Okay, and so you go and buy that.
Right. Now here's how a lot of them people do that. Here's what they do. They get a group of buyers together. And then they'll see a closed down project area. A project's been closed down, you know, by the state or whatever. I guess it's just sitting there, right? You know, you can go buy that. You five people, if y'all come up with that type of money, y'all can buy that whole project and renovate. And they do that. And a lot of people don't know is a lot of them people, business people, that put their money together, and they go buy a whole repossess or the state don't want to spend any money to renovate a whole 100-something unit project. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be up for sale, like you see a lot of those houses, what they call it, the ghetto. You know, and then the people come together with that $300,000 or $400,000, and they might get almost $3 or $4 million worth of property. But they'll have to fix it up.
Okay.
You know, but you'll have to fix it up. And they'll give you a certain amount of time. But still, when you do that, there's grant money because you are a low-income, disadvantaged business or minority business who wants to buy the place. Then they still give you grant money to fix them up. But this is why I said you can't get around the knowledge, like we all say. We all know you can't do nothing without knowledge. So anytime we go into an area to do something, we have to understand, whether we like it or not, we have to slow down long enough and go get the knowledge how that thing works and how to go about doing it. So we can put the paper where you can.
Absolutely. We just want to make it simple. And to make it more simple, each person pay $1,000.
Yeah.
Each person pay $1,000. You know, and we got 100 people paying $1,000. So that's $100,000.
Right.
That's $100,000.
But $100,000 might buy 20 homes that the state or the county, the repossess, or they just sitting there and they're trying to figure out whether or not to tear them down or not. You know, you could come in there and group the company with that $100,000 and maybe buy $15 or $20 of those, like your brother was talking about coming down here doing it, and that's not one way, this is another. And you'll go buy those houses, and those houses be, you might get $700-$800 a piece, but you got a year to bring them up to code.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So what we got to do, could we do this? Could we from this point on talk to brothers and sisters and tell them what we going to do and let them know that they going to have the ownership of it? The one that put the $1,000 in it, they are the one that going to own it. Could we do that? Could we talk to make up a contract.
There you go.
Make up a contract. And this person is making an agreement that I'm gonna pay X amount of money until I pay $1,000 off. You know, that going to so-and-so, and when it's paid off, you know, we are able to buy that. But let's get that started. What I don't lack is that something as easy as us coming together and putting up $1,000, nobody don't want to talk about that. I don't like that.
Well, that's because we're so used to not
like
believing in each other. I don't believe it. And they don't like it either, remember? Don't none of us like it. But we still don't want to face the problem that our past and what happened to us is still psychologically messing with them.
I'm saying let's take on that responsibility.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to try to get 25 people. Get 10 people. And let's make up a contract. And let them know that the one that put this $1,000 in, they're going to be the owner. We're talking about making poor people's rich. That's what we're talking about doing with real estate. So could we do that?
I don't see no problem with it, but again, like I said, you have to have it, like you said, on paper. And then after you have it on paper, I use my own self as an example like that.
If y'all say you got
25 people, you got 25 people.
Yeah.
See, being realistically, I would say, look here, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Who can afford to give $500 a month and we put $500 a month up for 12 months and then at the end of that 12 months we go buy some property? See, that makes more sense because you got buying power. If you got 25 people putting up $500, I mean at the end of that year period of waiting, charging patience, like a lot of it's going to take patience. But look what you got at the end of the year. You got 6,000 times 25 to go buy up some homes like the brothers from California was talking about coming back here. We sat there when a couple hundred thousand, like you just got to do 7 years, to go to an auction and buy up a whole neighborhood in some town. Now, if we want to move there, fine, but we don't, you know, but that's the way it's got to be done, because...
What I'm saying, Brother Muhammad, what I'm saying, I hear what you're saying. What I'm saying is, let's do it.
As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, here comes another brother, Muhammad. Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Mr. Lamb.
Yeah, I called. I
come on in.
Again.
Yes, I saw Lamb. Come on, we hear you.
Well, did anyone find out any more information about the auction that's going on next early next month?
The what?
The auction. The brother said there's an auction going on in Columbus, Georgia.
On the 7th,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
let me.
Yeah. How the auction work and how we get there or what?
Right. He.
You taking
right.
us somewhere
he
else?
No, 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 no. It's Brother Sedalia from California. That's what Brother Muhammad
right.
was talking about.
Right. Sedalia from California.
Brother Sedalia, he know about these auctions. He goes to these. That's how he built his wealth on. On these auctions and stuff, you know, going to
right.
these auctions. Anyway,
so you don't have to repeat it. So you don't have to repeat yourself. You're supposed to be sending like myself. I was going to ask you that, so I came online too. I want you to ask me to send me that list that he said that you were sending to people. And you said last
okay.
week.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. This brother is building this thing up for himself.
No, he's willing to share. Because I've already told about. I done told the imam here. I done told the treasurer of the masjid here. And they're all interested, too, when he come here, to put their money along with him and buy some houses, too, along with what he's talking about doing with his money.
I don't know what y'all waiting for. Look here. Let's get these poor people rich.
Well, I got what you're saying, but everything started at the bottom.
Yeah,
you got to start facing.
Number one, let me say this. Yeah, he emailed the list to me, so if somebody wants the list, you know, send me your email address or text me your email address, and I'll be, you know, I'll email when he emailed me.
Okay, I'll text that to you. But, yeah, because I got one of this something in the last 2 years ago.
Okay.
But I got,
all right.
He'll send you the list.
Okay.
I had the list.
Let me hear what you had to say,
day
Muhammad.
Day,
let me hear what you got to say.
Muhammad.
Let him finish.
No, let me finish what I'm doing. So what you do, you check your email address to 213. This is my phone number. This is how I collect my text. 213.
Hold up a second.
Okay, all right.
Hold up a second.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
sure thing.
You got to get your pencil.
Yeah.
You already got your number. I'll text it to you soon when we get off the line.
Everybody go. Okay, 213-925-8771.
8771.
Right. Okay. That's my cell phone number I've had for many years. And, and you know, then email it or I text. Anywhere you go, I'll contact you and I'll get it to you one way or another today or tonight.
Okay. Okay. I'll
text
it down to you too.
Let me say this. Take knowledge. Yeah, it takes knowledge. And when you collect money and you want to go into a project, you got to know what you're buying, how much it is, every little detail that you can know about that money you're getting ready to apply to that property. You know, and also, it takes knowledge for, you know, those poor people to understand what's going on. You know, we need to educate ourselves as much as possible. I'm talking about just, you know, talking about it and everybody understand what it is to have income property. Robert Kiyosaki says, first knowledge. Got to have knowledge first. Otherwise,
So the poor people going to lose their money, and they're going to stay poor. Let me say that. So
okay, brother. I mean, I get, and I say I want to send you $1,000. So on a regular basis, and up to a year. You know, and so I can start paying this money to you, and you're gonna send me a receipt.
Right. Everybody good?
I'm south.
Okay. Good.
All right. I'm trying to get an understanding. You gonna send me a receipt?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well,
Hold on one second.
He'll be open. I don't know if he's got someone else in mind, but he might. You know, I'll talk to him. And I'll
remind
him.
Well, let somebody
talk to him. Guy, and
Okay, Shahid. Hey, Shahid. Your microphone is still on. Put yourself on mute. Shahid.
Hey, what do you mean? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We hear your conversation with your brother.
Oh, I'm sorry because I'm here at work, man. I'm sorry.
I know it. I understand. But put yourself,
you ain't doing it intentionally, but you doing it.
I'm
listening to everything, and everything sounding good, man. You know.
Okay.
Said, I'm proud
of you. Everything's
sounding good. I think, it's going to happen. You know, I think that everybody's got good points. We just need the okay. Go ahead this time. Okay. So
Shahid works on
Here's the thing too. Yeah, we need to put a lot of emphasis on our families, strengthening our family, the family.
Right.
We need to put a lot of emphasis, especially the young folks. I've heard you all mention about the young people because they left out. You know. But if we strengthen our families, get our young people to understand about real estate and owning property and building wealth like this, we have to bring them in too because see they're the generation coming up.
They're the future. They're the future.
A lot of us is our sun is setting. I mean, so what we still doing what we're doing is having these conversations, but we got to bring the young people in too, so they can understand how the process works. They can understand, getting the knowledge of real estate and how it works, and the young people need to work. We got to put emphasis on them keeping a job so we can pull our resources together.
Yep.
You follow me on that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm still on?
Yeah, that's no problem if we remember that most Muslim children have good job. They know they're going to get a job. They know when they graduate, they're going to get a job. The problem is not with them. It's when we try to bring other people into situations, like Allah should save your own soul first. What he mean that is everything you get ready to do. If you're going to do something, if you're going to have a real estate group, get the group together first. Then invite the children to it, And then remember what children you're talking about, Our children, most of them, are going to be somewhat productive. Muslim children. I'm talking about Muslim kids raised by Muslims. So that's the youth I'm hoping that we're talking about. Yeah, if you're talking about non-Muslim youth, you're going to have those different degrees problem because of poverty, et cetera, et cetera. But most of our children are already successful. What they're looking for is leadership or for us to actually put something together that they can invest in, you know, with their job. But they can't do two jobs. You know, they're working already maybe 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and that they might be making big money. If they're making big money, they might be working 12 to 14 hours a day. They're obligated to their profession. But they wait on us to quit talking, go ahead and pool and do the paperwork, get everything legit, do all the logistics, find out where we're going to invest their money at, you know, get all, like you said a few minutes ago, all the knowledge on, then they're ready to come in. But they just like everybody else, they're not going to spend no money when they don't see nothing. They have to see us because they expect us grandparents who are businessmen like we are. They expect us to babysit the business until they get free, you know, or until they make enough on working their job and the investment project that we are inviting them to and getting them invested in, begin to really pay off good money to where they can think about getting off of their job and coming in full-time and being and bringing their degrees with them or whatever the degree might be in. I mean, some of our children got bachelor's degrees in business administration, but they're already working for somebody else, making good money. But we got to be able to free them so they can bring their business administration knowledge and degree into the business we can start once we get it off the ground. And they're willing to pay every month to help us do that. You know, they have no problem with giving a couple $1,000 a month if their daddy or their grandpa has opened some kind of business. And, you know, and it's making $100,000 a year or something, it's making $150,000 a year. They don't mind supporting you in that, but once they get you a couple $100,000, they are trying to do like we are. They're trying to go into business for themselves with their degree, being real estate, being business administrator.
That's a good thing, Joe. You know, those who are able to do that, that's good. That's good. Those who are able, who have the good jobs, and they can afford that extra money to pay every month. But there's a lot of young people that don't have that.
That's true.
But we're talking about poor. We're talking about this, you know, Imam Muhammad taught it, we are the striving poor. So, a lot of the young people are just barely making ends meet if they're doing that, you know, and a lot of them are living with their parents.
Right, but you know what that is? That's leadership again. That's if we start teaching our kids now when they 16 or 17 years old and they're getting ready to graduate and go to college, you know, it's all right that I'm staying home if they're going to save their money to invest in what you're talking about doing. We want to encourage them to do that. And then those who do want to move out the house, we want to encourage them, don't buy nothing, save your money and work. You got a good job making $80,000, $85,000 a year. Can you save your money for about 3-4 years? Then daddy has something for you to do with that money. You know, I'm getting ready to do this. I'm going to get real estate. I'm going to do this. Then they'll have that money to invest in and it won't hurt them. You know, they got to stay out of debt first. That's the whole scheme of the shaitan in the country, is to get our children in debt to where they can't do nothing. They done bought a brand new home. The kid graduated from high school. He gets 2 years down the road. He ain't been out of college no more than 2 years, but he done went out and bought him a $300,000-$400,000 home. He's sitting there driving a brand new car because he's following the fad of the world instead of following what we are not manifesting in front of them to invest in. But if we could get them to hold up, say, look, can you wait till you're about 23? Okay, you're getting ready to graduate. You'll be 20 years old. Can you just work that good job you got for 3-4 years? You know, hold your money. I'm holding my auntie's money. I got a brother so-and-so down the road. He's retired, but he's got $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 he's willing to invest in. You know, then before you know it, you're sitting there with $89,000 cash money that really on the market is really worth about almost close to $500,000.
Alhamdulillah. It is 6:15 now. We've gone 15 minutes over time. But
appreciate
that. But isn't this a good way to stay focused? I'm kind of like Shuja. You know, when are we going to start doing this? Let's talk seriously about doing this.
When we quit talking and put it on paper, put the money down. What they always say, put the money on the wood, make the betting good. If you owe it, you know it.
Well, we got his number. We got our brother's number.
Can I say this one thing real quick? Yeah, go ahead.
If it's okay.
Right. we have to really understand. We really have to understand the real estate and how it works. And, you know, because when you're investing in things, you know, it's a risk. And we have to weigh that, too. We have to know that, are we going to be able to pay the expenses every month to keep it up until we flip that property and make a profit? You see?
Oh, right. Absolutely.
So if we start pulling money together, we have to calculate how much we might have to put money in that property, bring it up, like one brother was mentioning. I heard you mention about that.
Yeah.
They give us a certain amount of time to bring the property up to code. Once that property up to code, then we can sell it. And then we can split the profit and keep that money flowing like that. So we got to sit down and calculate. We got to be we got to be very calculated. We got to use calculation, man, because this money is it's a good business, but it's tricky. And,
right, and then follow up what you were saying, that old saying about don't quit your day job, see, that go for us too. We're hustling right now. We're selling coral products. We're cooking. We need to keep that side hustle going because that pays for the repairs on the house without going into the main money.
Look,
that's true. But see, we need to, if we pulling money together, we got to put certain money down payment on to get the property, have some down payment money, and then have some money to the side to bring the property up so we can hurry up and flip it and make that profit. Because we don't want to be sitting up on no property that ain't producing anything when we can't flip it because it's not up to code.
That's right.
So
that's very true.
We have to seize that property, put money in it right away as soon as we can. And like one person,
Average house to bring it up to code, it won't cost you no more than about $10-$15 to bring a house up to code in most cases. But you can turn it around and sell that house for $80,000 or $90,000, $100,000 right quick.
That's down south though. That's not north or west.
Well, you, I mean, all you do is just double it.
Over 17 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Okay, this is Saturday. Okay, let's do it on Monday. On Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Can somebody lead the prayer out and let's pick it up on, let's pick it up on Monday.
In Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, and not of those who go astray.
Amen.
I'll be saved.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, brothers. Salam alaikum.
Thank you.